me like that. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, thank you all for coming here tonight. I'm really, really looking forward to performing for you. Ah, you can tell me, Alabaster. I'm working with a backing track. If that fails me, then we have to add it. It would be the first time. So for any of you that might be a little bit confused, I have to admit that I'm not really French. In fact, I'm not foreign to any country at all, because I feel we all have our own array of different personalities in us, and for me, I have harnessed them and created an act with them. So, some of you are going to say that I am completely mad. Others of you will think it, but not tell me. But I want to assure you for the second time, I'm still completely stark raving bonkers. So I hope you are going to enjoy my show. Thank you very much. Have you got the sound right? Because it seems very, very quiet to me. Okay. Maybe I will have to keep my voice down a little bit. She's like a trust angel. Wings open. The acrid taste of freedom. Best to doing my labor. With nowhere to turn now. And each part knows her unrelenting searching, blistering her self-seek. It's different for angels. They can't speak. Hence they take their heavy hearts so silently to death. You and I can see her now. The sky's dyed. Very little fragility. And promises soaking wet. Drifting. Hot red blood. Cracks open just like eggshells. Flooding through the floorboards. To stay the same. There is no respite. There is no way out for angels. I haven't found one yet.
Clouding the screen, taking the scene, being so incorrect.
Well, you have been so busy satiating yourself, you haven't noticed observations building on the shelf. They've had a perfect view up there of all your deviations. You can't hide now, you've been found out. Face your obliteration. You've been so very clever, illusory masks of fear. If I'm weak, I entertain you. If I don't, you disappear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
have these different parts. I hate you. You're ugly. Go away. You're pathetic. Leave me alone. Go on then, do it. Just go away. Leave me alone. Take the picture on your wrist. Etch it with a blade.
No, go away. I won't do it.
Do it.
Just go away. Leave me alone.
Take the picture on my wrist. Etch it with a blade. Hang on. Take the picture on my wrist. Etch it with... Cut it! The edge of my hair. Lying with your hip. Your bones are about. Your fingers. Like me.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. That can't be in our name.
Thank you.
the dress, the gloves. She never wore. The postponed
hair. I screamed out.
Within her eyes. Fantasy between her thighs. The tissue was there. The picture was slowly through a candy bright thought. You whispered what those tales you did. Things you've never heard before. Her nails were made of rubber. You longed to see her. You longed to be her lover. You longed to be her lover. You long to be her lover.
And why?
By the way, could you please stand up? This is my wonderful PA. He has really, really helped me. And let's so this one is especially for you, Dean.
Whenever we're in open mic, there's always an interview and there's a little bit of a how many times are where they are? Oh,
didn't
you
come by?
Your safety is loitering for anybody. Thank you so much. You're being a fantastic radio. It's nice to see people listening and taking it all in. So it's been really worth the while. There are details that you can take from the interview we stand up being because I will be right with it tonight. And I have to say that Joe Casey in my experience so far has been the most hospitable, and this is really beating it because I find everybody in Ireland very hospitable. Be the most hospitable person here so far. Thank you very much, Paul. Yeah. Any details that you need for on my website or further performances I will be doing, please ask me. There are also some books here, so if I'm going to purchase. There are some albums coming over, my first CD that has come out from England. They haven't arrived yet, it's a little bit late, so if you want to purchase one anyway, if you make a deal as I've been performing tonight, then again you can contact me here and put in some kind of order. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Repugnant pinch
tells me how lonely I am.
Louis Armstrong's last words before he died were,
after I said goodbye.
Look at me. I'm an enigma. I'm a mystery. And I'm a pop star. But I'd rather be your butcher's bride. I'd always know when you're safe. I wouldn't mind you taking me off if I started to shake. The good times and the bad, I would never leave your front. What we would have stopped, I wouldn't mind if that's what you want. I wish I was your budget bride. Your favourite, not your best. The seven seas are in my arms, but I'd rather hold your chest.
A musical instrument is just a really big baby dummy for adults. An enormous metal pacifier. Put it in your mouth and you feel better.
You just keep on thinking. I'll say the first bit and you know, you can be the dirty one. I should be good at this by now. I've been doing it that many times. You know, I'm actually 93 in gig years. I'll see you. This is a fan, kind of a rhythm. And it's a fucking...
You send yourself back to slip away. It's ridiculous. Any performer here know what I'm trying to say. You realise that once again you're last on at the night and day. Headlining, you might not say. The floor is empty, the lager's grey. Last on again at the night and day. Any more than that, there's three pieces of paper there and you can't fucking complain. cry. Then you can all enjoy the splendid rhythm, my friend.
What?
Excellent mumbling you're doing now, sir. Well done. Give me a little bit of a turn around. Thanks for listening. I'm Alabaster the Pool. I come from Manchester. And I'm going to tell you, it's a very pretty place around here. It's a lot prettier than the pretty places in Manchester, but I can give you an example of the delectable treats we've got on offer over there. And I fell for her there. She turned me to silver, I stroked her hair. Down along the river, where a deer passed by.
Aww.
And the plains waved back at me in the sky. Along the river Erk, that's where I've been. And what have I done? And what have I seen? An eyeless pig cadaver by a rotten toilet stream. A hobo cleaned himself with a dirty magazine. The lacquered rays of dawn split the umber with a scream, and a dying rodent rolled its eyes like it was waking from a dream. I read the tales of heroes as I knew that there are none. I sang of endless love because I knew that there is none along the river Erk. Only the river runs. Along the river Erk, I blacked out the sun. Along the river Erk, there are seven kinds of rain. Aluminium in the fish, and fried potatoes in the drain. Eels in the Vauxhall, they're partially submerged, and the darling little children, they're shooting at the birds. Along the river Erk, a rush of nicotine, a lush and fetid stream, where the crushing silence gleams. I waited in a swamp, I wandered in a dream, I climbed out of the city and I descended from the steam, like a student of the stars that shine in corpse's eyes, and then, in all their majesty, so softly die. The company of cola cans, cardboard signs and poison sands, soliloquies, daisy chains, bleeding knees and holding hands. All the night in silence in the rushes I would lurk, while the grass and garbage glistened all along the river Erk.
Thank you.